Today, I'm going to take on the topic of immigration. Why are we scared of the other? I come from an immigrant country, and I'm an immigrant to your country. In my experience, and in the experience of America, immigration's a positive. Think of the names. Think of Kennedy, Obama, Eisenhower, Roosevelt, both of them. These are great people. These families came from somewhere else and enriched the American experience. Winston Churchill's own mother was an American, from Brooklyn, New York, and part Native American at that. Likewise, perceptions seem to matter a great deal. In my 10 years here, this has come up on occasion. I'm told that Britain is full. Yet I'm treated as an equal party in these conversations, as though I'm on the same team. I use these opportunities to point out that I'm an immigrant as well. I've taken a job that a British subject could have taken. You're different, I'm told. How am I different? I have a funny accent still, thankfully. Yet the answer to this question is obvious. I don't look different. I appear to be the other. I don't appear to be the other. I speak English more or less as a first language. I have a good job. I pay my taxes. I'm a contributing part of society. The Republican Party in the United States have damaged their electoral prospects for a generation, if not more, by their anti-immigrant position, arguing that there should be a fence between Mexico and the United States. As America will soon no longer be a majority white country, alienating the Latino vote is perhaps not a sound political strategy. Rather than be wary of immigrants, I think we should celebrate them. These people have chosen to move here, chosen to live here, and chosen to be part of this country. That should be a point of pride for us here in Britain. And I think of the best food in the three countries that I have called home. On the west coast of the United States, it's Mexican, Japanese, and Vietnamese. In Holland, it's Indonesian. And here, of course, a signature dish is chicken tikka masala, for better or for worse. Ultimately, neither America nor Britain have ever been the mythologized place that the anti-immigrant voices seek, something we should all consider when walking down the street and seeing the other.